The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Field Office in Charlotte resumes public services this week after an 11-week suspension of operations due to COVID-19. But business will not be running as usual because of new safety measures. WFAE's Laura Brache has more.
It's been quiet around 201 Regency Executive Park Drive in Charlotte for the last 11 weeks. On March 18, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services suspended in-person operations due to COVID-19. Now, asylum seekers and green card applicants in the area will have to wait a few more weeks before they get a notice from the Charlotte Field Office for a rescheduled appointment.
From a productivity standpoint, our priority when we reopen is going to be naturalization.
That's Field Office Director Chris Heffron during a stakeholders meeting earlier this week. The hustle and bustle of American citizenship applicants whose oath ceremonies were put on hold will be the only sounds filling the building's halls, at least through the end of June, as the agency slowly resumes operations.
We have a completely redesigned business process that's focused on social distancing. We're using PPE. We're shrinking gathering sizes. We're trying to use the bigger, more open spaces of the building to do as much of our work as we can.
Heffron says that leaves the Immigration Services Office with fewer resources than they'd normally have and changes the way visitors may have previously experienced coming into the building.
I think we're doing the best we can here to keep everybody comfortable and safe and still fill our mission.
To catch up, the office is aiming to tackle between 150 and 160 oaths a day by meeting with 15 to 20 people every hour by appointment only. By Friday, they hope to finish close to 400 of them. This includes 70 or so citizenship applications for children obtaining U.S. citizenship from parents. Other changes include requiring face masks, only being allowed inside at a set appointment time, being allowed to teleconference with an attorney or interpreter instead of just in person, and taking an oath without friends or family. That unless they are a minor or are disabled.
It will be much, much less. None of the pomp and circumstance that we're used to, which is kind of sad, but I think in the interest of getting people their citizenship safely, I think we'll take a hit on that one.
Just like some medical offices and businesses, visitors will be screened for symptoms before entering. Social distance markings will be in and around the building, and no one will be let inside until right before their appointment. The required security screening will still take place when entering the field office, but it will happen one pair at a time, while their identity will no longer be confirmed using biometrics. They will instead resort to the old-fashioned way of showing an ID. Visitors can expect spending up to 2 hours at the USCIS field office during their appointment to take their oath of allegiance. For WFAE News, I'm Laura Brache.